When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Roger JP on the bone. Did you guys see the tweet from Johnny B put out a couple days ago of this guy in Italy who's standing with his pants down next to a gasoline pump, and he's got the pump, the handle that you put in the tank in a place it shouldn't belong.
Sure.
Oh yeah.
And
taking over the internet.
It is. It's taken over the internet. But my buddy Justin just sent me a video from Instagram Reel, where it's a tattoo a guy just got had on his leg of this guy standing there with his pants down next to the tank. And that's, he's got fantastic. A tattoo on his calf.
Nice. Yeah.
This guy in Italy is becoming like a legend. But meanwhile, he's got a gas tank
spout
in the place that doesn't belong, and his pants down. And he's standing there and doesn't know somebody's taking a video of him. And he turns as he's fondling himself. He turns and the guy in Italian says, "Hey, what are you doing there?" And the guy's like, "Oh," and he takes the handle and puts it back in the gas tank.
Well, at least nobody puts their mouth on the gas pump. You got that going for you, you know?
Hey, Brett, I guess you're right. The video has gone viral and now it's become a tattoo. I mean, it just popped into my phone as we're starting the show.
This is why I'm glad.
What's wrong with people?
That there were no cell phones when I was, you know, in my mid-20s.
Maybe. Monica, you did not stick a gas pump up your bootay.
It's not that I did that. I would fake.
She stuck it up her front.
No, there's too much video of everything.
Faked a lot of, when I was younger, like when I was like 20s, whatever, I would probably have taken that and like put it in front and like humped something. I did so much, and I would hump things without anything there. I would take cylindrical objects and put it in front and thrust all
the public and make believe, right?
But there's a difference. You're doing it and you're laughing.
Hard.
You know what I'm saying? You're laughing at your girlfriends, whatever it is. This guy was like, he looked over one shoulder, he looked over the other shoulder.
And his pants were down.
Nobody was looking. He dropped his pants all the way down and shoved it in the keister.
So if he was laughing,
it's completely different.
If he was laughing, would it make it better?
Well, and his pants are up. Monica's pants are up.
Her pants are. He actually inserted it.
That's a big difference.
She's just making like she's dry humping it. I don't think that's a big deal. And plus, you're a girl. It's different.
It's definitely not a big deal, but I certainly don't want memes. Like I said, all I'm glad about is that there were no cameras, because I've done that a lot, and I know that, you know, it could have been with a million different things and a million different places, all in public, where it would. I wouldn't want it to be a meme like this guy is.
If you want, later on, you can send us a list of the things you dropped, you dry humped, and we can do a top 10 list.
It's easier to list the things I haven't dry humped and that I haven't used.
Wow.
That's
funny.
Wow.
Why are you 12 years old? You're a 12 year old boy.
I literally was acting like a 12 year old boy, and it was so funny to me. Like, and then honestly, I've always said this too. I've told you guys this before. I just want a penis for 24 hours so that I know what it's like. And so I've always just been like, what would it be like? Even though I know it's not the same.
See, I would want to be a good looking woman for 24 hours.
What? Why?
So you guys have that in
common. I want to see everything I can get away with.
What? I mean,
I'm going to go out and not pay for a drink.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you didn't want to leave the house then. Because
that's a good part of that. I don't want to I don't want to be an ugly woman or anything like that. I want to know if I've been right all these years where I'm saying good-looking women have it easier.
Oh, I see.
Well, remember when we did that filter, becoming a female filter a few years ago, and we did it with all of us, you definitely were the best looking.
Yeah.
No. I was voted best looking.
You were very nice, but I think
I was voted best
you
looking.
Were not.
I think it was
Roger,
JP.
you were very beautiful. I think JP won that contest.
I think you guys have it wrong.
I think you're smoking crack.
Maybe I was leading at a point. I don't know. I remember that being as I was like, oh, okay, great. I look good as a whatever the woman was filter. Came
can we say your memory is right up there with mine? Is that safe to say?
I'd say it's better. I know the Mona Lisa.
But I'll give you that.
Yeah. I mean, that's the classic one, of course.
That was a rough one.
Well, if you haven't, I don't know if you want to, but if you want to look up that guy.
How do you not?
Brett, we haven't posted that, have we? I don't know if we can. I don't think we can.
Why not? We could post it on the Roger and JP page.
Oh, yeah, I guess. If Johnny B posted it, I guess we could, yeah.
Yeah, Johnny B posted it.
Look at Johnny B's.
No, but it's his own personal private thing. Like, it's his personal.
Right, so the Roger and Joe was a different one.
Hilarious. Well, I'll give you the real Brett, because I'll tell you the tattoo is pretty funny. The tattoo is even so descriptive, as it shows the Italian guy as he turns and his hands in certain places, and he's got a little hair around his schmeckle.
Nice.
Even on the even in the tattoo.
Come on.
Very accurate. Well, it's weird what stuff goes viral. And what goes on in this world that you don't realize? You
what know? Part of that is surprising? What part of this is surprising you?
But again, the other thing is, at least he's not like in New York or Florida. He's in Italy. Ah, they do this stuff over in Italy too, huh?
Makes you feel better.
A nice little place we visit for all the food and the scenery and the beauty.
That's why I was happy the other day when you did the New York to Dublin portal, and most of the all the trouble was coming from the Dublin side until the next day we came in. And it turns out she's flashing her boobs. If she's from and OnlyFans, and she's the same one who licked the toilet during COVID. You know.
Yeah.
Just when you thought we were taking a step forward, took a giant step back.
Well, that's how it is. So how are we all doing? We're going toward the weekend. Very nice. It's all in front of us.
Yeah.
Any big plans? Anybody any big plans? We got an open weekend for once.
Going to the Yankee game tonight.
I have anything but. I have a happy hour I'm hosting at a beach bar. Monica, you'd be happy to know that.
That's and then
I
got fun.
Soccer game tomorrow, dinner with Vinny, tickets at his wife tomorrow night, and then soccer game on Sunday. Yeah.
It's a lot of soccer.
It's a lot and of obligations.
And I get to go do my dad's medicine tomorrow morning.
Oh, that's early. Fun.
Yeah.
Why didn't you lead with that?
That's a good time. Well, I'll lead with that tomorrow. So it'll be tomorrow will be dad's meds, soccer game, dinner with Vinny, tickets.
You sure do have a lot of obligations. Like, I don't mind doing a lot of stuff as long as it's kind of flow by the seat of my pants. I don't need to be at a certain place at a certain time on the weekend.
You don't need
You know what's
that,
funny,
huh?
Monica?
That's a lot. That's
my wife and I were just having this conversation yesterday because I'm fried.
Right.
I'm just.
So you're trying not to have those things, right?
I'm fried. I need a break. Uh-huh. So, like, she wanted to start making plans for Memorial Day weekend. I'm like, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm like, I don't want to put anything on the calendar. I don't want to have to be anywhere. If we want to do it and it comes up during the day and we want to go take a ride or somebody's having some people over and we want to go, cool. If not, like, I just don't want to. I want to see blank spaces when I look at my phone and be like, okay.
Yeah.
I don't have anywhere that I have to be. That's what I understand it's a you know, big barbecues and all that other stuff that weekend usually. But the weather here is, you know, always kind of suspect. But I don't want to, like, she wanted to have people over. I'm like, I don't want to do it. I don't want to deal with any of that now. And I'm doing the crawfish boil in June. You know, let's do that.
Oh, is that where you gave crabs to everyone?
Yes.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes, 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 yes.
That is an annual thing. I remember you saying you did that.
That's good.
Yeah. I had to move the date, but I gave crabs to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But yes.
We have one event screwing up, our whole Memorial Day weekend. We could have a long weekend and be open and, like, maybe, like, get creative and do whatever we want with that weekend.
Tell me it's not a wedding.
Right on Saturday night, it's an engagement party.
Oh, that's
worse.
Send a gift. Send a gift.
I know, but
don't easy. Even do that.
It's but very good friends, their kid, and his future wife.
You get nothing.
Saturday night.
Nobody tells
Whatever.
Them. I feel like that's the same thing as these Giants jerseys.
I know.
These Giants retro
right,
jerseys.
It's the same thing.
Like, nobody said no to anybody.
I know.
Nobody said, are you sure you want to do this? Nobody.
I
nobody?
Know.
Why would they do it on a holiday weekend?
I don't know.
That's your right away. I don't even like you. I don't even know these people. I'm sure they're great people.
We already know. Like we also probably have a wedding, not theirs, but a wedding on Labor Day weekend as well.
Oh, cool.
I don't know. I haven't gotten an invitation yet, but apparently that's the word.
Nice.
Like, why?
Is it destination or is it where you live?
I have no idea.
We had
it doesn't even matter if it's on that weekend. It just kind of messes things up.
No, I got married on Labor Day weekend. It was 9/4/04.
Oh, you were the one of them too.
But here's the thing: it was 9/4/04, and it was because I live in Florida. It was everybody from Iowa came to Florida. It was like they made it into a whole vacation. They came like on Thursday, thank God, because there was a hurricane, and then they stayed and made it their whole like getaway for that weekend. So it wasn't like it was a pain in the ass to come.
Yeah, during a hurricane.
Well, that ended up, listen.
I'm sure it really
ended up. Yeah, when my cousin's sleeping on my dining room floor because it's tile in there, that's the coldest it's going to get because there's no AC. Yeah, I'm sure it wasn't their dream vacation, but
right.
Sleeping on a tile floor.
Ate wedding cupcakes for 3 days because nothing
that's
was
all the
open.
Food you had.
Yeah, it was just it was not.
Oh, that's great.
Was that Charlie?
No, Charlie was for my bachelorette party. I escaped to Chicago for that. That was...
I escaped from Key West for that.
Ooh. Oh, that's the one where you guys took the ferry last Southwest minute with your dad?
Yeah. No, I was...
Across the 4 miles?
Yeah, we had a run. It was just the craziest thing. I was having drinks with my father. I took my father fishing in Key West. Mm-hmm. And as we're sitting in a bar having some drinks, which we never do together, it started like a scroll going across the bottom of the screen. You know, any Key West non-residents must evacuate, blah, blah, blah. We're talking to the bartender. I'm like, what's this? He's like, you don't know anything about it? My father and I were out all morning. And he's like, no, you got to get out of here. Out of the corner of my eye, I see the ferry. I see a ferry, like a ferry to Fort Myers. And at the time, my father had like a small, like double wide kind of thing in Fort Myers. So I ran to go, like, find if we can get reservations, got reservations, ran there. We had to get out of the hotel inside of like an hour, got the last spots on the ferry, and took the most beautiful boat ride I've ever had in my life.
Oh, there you go.
The calm before the storm. And I got shellacked.
Oh, yeah, that's the one, right. You got off the
shellacked. And then we had to fly home the next morning, yeah.
Storms make for great memories is what I'm getting out of this. Or laying on
for
a tile
some,
floor.
Yeah, or, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Wow. But, yeah, my wife and I are not in agreement on the Memorial Day weekend thing.
Yeah, so it is real nice to have open space in our lives because we're all, like, overscheduled, right? Everybody's got too much to do, so you should try to open it up and have nothing to do and then see what happens. No?
Right. My really only plans for Memorial Day, and these are still, we don't even have to do them if we don't want to, but one thing we thought about doing is the Spasmatic, which, by the way, awesome band.
Spasmatic.
They're an 80s band. They, like, dress like Devo, the whole bit. It's very cool. Anyway, they are playing at Katiki on Treasure Island on Sunday night. Other than that, and that's, again, I don't have to, but we just kind of want
to. Wide open weekend.
Other than that, let's just have fun. Let's sit by the pool. Let's go to the beach. Whatever we feel like.
Exactly.
Fantastic. See?
Exactly. Must be nice.
No obligations.
Nope. No, obligations are too...
She wants... It sucks.
Obligatory.
Yeah, they are too obligatory. It's too, choking. It's too much of a commitment for me.
Yeah.
Memorial Day weekend is my birthday weekend. So my birthday's on Sunday.
Yay.
And I've chosen to give myself to people. Yeah. I'm filling in for JP for his happy hour that Friday going into Memorial Day weekend.
So nice.
And then I'm going to do a car dealership appearance on Saturday afternoon.
Wow. You're really plugging up your weekend.
Well, listen,
so there you go. I'm giving myself
you make that
to
money.
The people.
I was just going to say two things. One, each one is maybe a couple hours, four at most, usually two or three. The other thing, you're getting paid twice. So
I said I'm doing it for free. It's my birthday week. I want to give. Okay. So it's all both for free. JP's like, can you do me a favor? Yeah. Can you fill in for the happy? I said, absolutely.
JP gets the money.
I
you're
want
doing
nothing.
It.
Correct.
Yeah, I understand.
Correct.
So kind
I said, take
of
it.
Sure.
Take it, buddy. My gift to you.
Okay, I'm cool.
Are you doing anything though for your birthday that weekend?
Well, what we have is a yearly thing on. It's on that Sunday of Memorial Day weekend.
Oh.
It's called Party in the Park.
Oh,
it's
that's
not
Tony
always.
Does it.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So we get a bunch of friends together, and in a park by us, we just get together and hang out. We're doing that for years,
with or without kids.
It's with kids.
But I mean, your
they've grown over the years.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, it's not like they're babies. You don't have to change diapers while you're there.
Right.
Also, will you get drunk or will just you have a couple cocktails?
The hope is to, especially since it's on my actual birthday.
Yes, Brett. Yes.
I'm not in charge, let's say.
Yes.
Okay. Take the keys, honey.
So your wife's the DD.
Yes.
That's good. Plus your son's with you, so you know.
Get
that's
as drunk as I'll be at the Spasmatics. Do it. You don't have to work the next morning.
I don't know about that.
You don't have to work.
Are they playing with the Black Honkies?
No, I haven't seen the Black Honkies in a while, although I need to.
We are flying the Spasmatics up for this party in the park. I didn't want to say anything, but
the Black Honkies weren't available? What's going on?
No, they were not. They're booked up the whole weekend.
I need them to be at Katiki. Don't hog them for your birthday.
I'm sorry. It's what it is. It's one demand I had. So please, wherever I am, wherever I may be, let the Spasmatics play wherever I am.
Fine. I'll just.
That was my one wish.
Let's go watch the Black Honky somewhere. That's fine. Or you know what? Pitbull Toddler is playing tonight in Sarasota at, I forgot the name of the place.
Mm-hmm. You going to that, or is there a bridge in the way?
No, there's a skyway in the way, and I am not about the skyway. I think we all
know. You limit your life so much.
How much are you missing out on?
No, I don't. Okay, you see that.
Well, you drive less distance.
Yeah, like there's so nothing to do. Like, I have no fun in my life whatsoever at all because I don't cross one bridge.
It's all over the bridge.
But you're letting it be limited over something that's not real.
I don't want... If guess what?
What?
Pitbull toddler will play on this side of the bridge multiple times, and I'll go then. It's not like if I don't see them there. It's not a one time. You know, John Lennon came back to life, and the Beatles are on the other side of the skyway.
I didn't want to say, but yeah, John Lennon is coming back to life tonight.
Okay.
He's taking over John Brennan's part today.
The word I got was John and the remaining Beatles were opening up for Pitbull toddler.
Oh my god,
that's what I was told.
At their age, they only open
right.
It's John Brennan's birthday today.
Oh, happy birthday,
yeah?
John Brennan.
Happy birthday, John Brennan. Can I tell how much of a bitch I am?
Is he the take the birthday off guy, or is he actually working?
I think he's here. I think so. I'm such a bitch because I wasn't sure about the phone situation today because Gareth was with the morning show today. And right. So I text John Brennan. I'm like, hey, is Brian coming in? What's happening with Roger and JP phones or whatever? And he texts me back, yeah, I talked to Brian. He'll be here. And then I was like, oh, it's his birthday. And I'm like, oh, happy birthday, and a little emoji with it. Yeah, what a bitch, not even leading with that. Oh, what a bitch, what a bitch.
Thanks for solving my problem, oh, by the way.
I know, what a bitch.
It's all right, at least you remembered. That's a good thing.
Barely.
All right, well, we've started off the weekend huge here in our office. We're never ahead of your office. We have National Pizza Appreciation Day going on in our parking lot, and they're making this like thin coal-fired pizza stuff, and it's like, Who are we? Where are we?
And they're drinking. I walk back in the building at 10:40.
Yeah, they're drinking Corona.
They're already drinking.
What?
Must be nice.
In the parking lot in the sunshine.
Right.
Wow.
I would have a White Claw right now. Because, it's not going to be drunk situation.
One of the guys was drinking Natty Lights. I'm like, is this how far we've come? Is this where this radio station has gone to?
Natty Lights better than nothing, I think.
Natty Lights and Meisterbrows.
Right, exactly.
Keep me classy.
We're switching personalities today, Monica.
We not only have nothing, literally there's nobody here, and JoJo's gone. So
that explains it.
There's nothing. We got nothing.
Oh, that's too bad.
Screw you guys. Is this how you feel?
Yep.
Fun and drinking and pizza and all the good stuff, and we're over here bare minimum losers.
Right. Nada, zilch, nothing.
Give it an hour or two, we're going to be trashed. It's going to be nuts in here.
Except JP, because he's got to be somewhere every other hour on the hour doing something for someone else.
Preach, sister.
All right, well, Roger, JP, it's 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio. And now, here's a list of celebrity birthdays today. It's 8:12 in the morning.
Where's Spike when you need him?
Oh, it's his big moment to see.
Big moment to do the birthday,
Yeah, right. Well, happy birthday next weekend, Brett.
Thank you, and happy birthday, John Brennan, today.
That's right.
And enjoy the Beatles tonight, opening up for Pitbull Toddler.
Oh, nice. What do you call it, Monica? The hot talking?
Nice.
Hot jocking? He's hot jocking right
done
up
hit, You done hit the post, my friend.
All right, we're Roger JP. Be right back.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.